Hello, I'm Joshua Cade, and this is Longview 150 Stories, a partnership project between the City of Longview and the Longview Public Library, showcasing 150 distinct stories designed to reveal Longview's history during the sesquicentennial celebration. Sprinkled among the daily podcasts are personal stories, large-scale histories, and interesting tidbits about the life and fabric of this dynamic community. Today is the third portion of our series with Miss Barbara Richardson McClellan. She's written a food column for the Longview News Journal for the past 50 years, published 3 cookbooks, and has done many other things of note. Today's episode covers when she moved to the Valley and then eventually moved back to Longview.
I was telling the story of how my second husband and I re-met, talking about the tragic murder of Don Waugh, the high school choir director. Joe and I had seen each other through the years at music conventions, and just always it was, how are you, how's your family, and so forth. But then when he heard about his friend's tragic death is when he called and the letter writing started. And finally we decided that we needed maybe to look at a little more permanent thing than letter writing and phone calling, because we had no cell phones then. Well, maybe, I had a bag phone that weighed about 20 pounds, but it costs about $1 a minute to talk. So after a $30 or $40 weekly phone situation bill, we decided that maybe we were okay together. So we were married, and I moved to the lower Rio Grande Valley where Joe taught at Weslaco High School. I had been teaching for 10 years, teaching choir at Forest Park Middle School in Longview. Loved it. Loved my middle school people. If you're familiar with middle school people, well, let me just say, you got to be on their level to be happy with them. And I was very happy. So anyway, we were married at the Halsell First United Methodist Church. And we moved to the Valley. Joe arranged for me to have some job interviews as a middle school choir teacher. And I had some choices, because choir teachers are not a dime a dozen. There aren't a lot of positions for choir teachers, but there also are not many applicants. I chose Alamo Middle School, which is in a consolidated district, far San Juan, Alamo, next to McAllen, the larger city, McAllen, Texas. I had never been to the Valley. When I flew over it the first time, a few months before we were married, I thought, this surely is what the Garden of Eden looks like. It was just gorgeous. 14 years I taught there, 14 very happy years. I spoke about 3 words of Spanish, probably enchilada, margarita, and taco. But let me tell you, after a few years there, I picked up much Spanish. And after the second day of teaching, the principal came to me and said, we have a class of newcomers. That meant they had not been in America long. And we need you to take them in choir. I said, Miss Rosie Reese, my wonderful principal, I'm very limited in Spanish. She said, that's okay. The best way for the students to learn it is through music, and the best way for you to learn it is for them to speak to you in Spanish. And, well, she was right. I did not become fluent. I did pick up enough to know how to tell them to sit down or to go to the office if they were behaving poorly. And it was a super experience. I just am so thankful for it. But after 14 years, though we were extremely happy there, we were not getting younger, but a little older, both of us. We had family in East Texas. Joe had 2 brothers in Tyler, and I had a son here in Longview, my wonderful a little kooky musician boy, Jeff Richardson. He was then music minister at St. Michael's All Angels Episcopal Church. So we knew that Longview would be a good place. I had friends here from my previous 30 years here. We knew doctors here. I knew I loved this Longview Library here. When we move to a new town, or I do, I go two places immediately, the grocery store, then the local library. So now you know all about me, music and libraries and food.